here, all of you on Zoom, all of you on YouTube, good to have you here. Let's stand and start praise and worship together this evening. Generations falling down in worship to sing the song of ages to the Lamb, and all who've gone before us and all who will believe will sing the song of ages to the Lamb. Your name is the highest, your name is the greatest, your name stands above them all thrones and dominions, all powers and positions. Your name stands above them all, and the angels cry, holy, all creation cries, holy, you are lifted high. If you've been forgiven,
you've been forgiven.
If you've been redeemed, sing a song for heaven to the land. If you want your freedom,
if you've been a slave, sing a song forever to the land.
We'll sing the song forever to the land. And the angels.
stand amazed in your presence. There is joy, peace, and hope. I stand amazed in your presence. There is nothing you cannot do. We stand amazed in your presence. There is joy, peace, and hope. There's no one like you, Jesus. There is no one like you in all the earth. There is no one like you, Jesus. There is no one like you. You do mighty things. You do.
Hallelujah, Father God, you are great. Let's all sing together.
I stand amazed.
I stand amazed in your presence. There is nothing you cannot do.
Oh, I stand amazed.
I stand amazed in your presence.
There is joy.
There is joy, peace, and hope. There is nothing you cannot do.
Oh, I stand amazed.
Stand amazed in your presence.
For there is joy.
There is joy, peace, and hope.
Like you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, we know that our Father fights for us. Hallelujah, we praise you, Lord.
Oh, I know you fight for me. You will acquit me, stand for me and avenge me.
For my adversaries, I face an enemy stronger than I. There is no way you will not answer when I call upon
you.
I know you fight for me. You will acquit me, stand for me and avenge me. Of all my adversaries,
I face
an enemy stronger than I. But there is no day you will not answer when I call upon thee.
Oh, for I know
where my help comes from.
Oh,
my Father, my fighter, hey, you're unstoppable.
For me and avenge me of all my adversaries.
I face an enemy stronger than I, but there is no day you will not answer when I call upon
you. Oh, I know you will.
I know you fight for me. You will acquit me, stand for me and avenge me of all my adversaries.
I face
an enemy stronger than I, but there is no day you will not answer when I call upon me.
Oh, your mercy.
Your mercy will never fail.
Oh,
my Father, my fighter, hey, you're unstoppable.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm so glad that you're here, that you took time to present yourself in the house of the Lord. Are you filled with expectation? You don't sound like it. I am filled with expectancy, knowing that God is going to do something extraordinary. Hallelujah. This last song that we just worshiped with was birthed in this house. And one of the lines is, I have an enemy that's stronger than I, but I know this. There is not a day when I ask you for help that you will not answer. How many of you know that God is greater than the enemy? Hallelujah. Our Lord Jesus Christ proved it, going to the depths of hell and dealing with the hordes of hell all by himself. One man, not operating as God, but as man. The last Adam, he went there and he defeated them all. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That same grace is going to be released into your life tonight, so that you know that you are mighty in God to see strongholds torn down. Hallelujah. Through God, you and I will do extraordinary things. This gathering is not just about us receiving something. It's about us becoming something to the glory of God. Shout hallelujah unto the Lord. Lift up your hands unto the Lord and say with me, Father, I present myself in your throne room, ready to receive everything I need to be everything you have designed me to be. I represent you. And so, Lord, I am empowered by your grace, by your anointing, as a man freed from all iniquities, freed from the lies and the deceptions of the enemy. Today, I am empowered to defeat and to enforce your will here on the earth as it is in heaven. So shall it be. Your will shall come to pass. Satan is defeated, and I am an enforcer in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Before I introduce the man of God, I want you to hold something in your spirit tonight and let it be a mantra that flows as the word of God goes forth. The Lord Jesus Christ was being tempted. First temptation, he said, it is written. The second temptation, he said again, it is written. But the third temptation, he did not say, it is written. He said, it is said. And when he said, it is said, the enemy left him. Today, we are going to upgrade past the place of it is written to the place of saying, it is said. I know it and you know it. Bye-bye. Somebody shout hallelujah. Glory be to God. You may be seated. Worship team, thank you so very much. You know what? Don't go yet. Sing the one about bye-bye. You know that one? Okay. I just sense in my spirit we need to sing that song. When they start, you can stand up. Amen. Did I throw a monkey in the wrench?
A little bit.
Or a wrench into the mech? That's the one.
We just don't look here. Jehovah, you, I trust in you.
Amen, amen. I kept on hearing that song in my spirit that we should sing that song. That song for somebody, and it's a testament to the fact that whatever has been ailing you, you are saying bye-bye to it. Be gone. Hallelujah. Do you receive that? Then shout seven loud hallelujahs unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. One more time, hallelujah, amen. Woo. Praise the Lord. All right, we're set. Thank you so very much, worship team. We're working with a skeleton group today, but it sounded really good. We're truly blessed. Thank you so very much. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. It is my great honor and privilege to introduce you physically, not virtually, but in person, a dear son that God is using in extraordinary ways. Solid with the word, gifted, anointed, an oracle of the Lord, a voice. Tonight, I want to introduce to you an authentic prophet of God. You know, we say somebody's an evangelist, somebody's a pastor, but rarely do we use words like teacher so-and-so or prophet so-and-so. But I use that word very deliberately tonight as I introduce the Son, Son of the Most High God, Prophet Paul Ame. We welcome you. We receive you. It is yours. Bless you, man of God. Love you. Love you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now let's give it up one more time for the Lord. If it's Jesus you are clapping for. Hallelujah. Sometimes when we clap our hands, you should also know it's an offering to the Lord. Is that the best you could give to the Lord? Let Jesus be glorified. Let Jesus be glorified. Hallelujah. Thank you one more time for letting me be. Thank you, Mama. God bless you. I feel strongly that this is a new season, and it's an unusual season. Every time God is ready to shift a person, a people, a family, a system, He brings certain voices to your lives and to that community to bring that shift. And I believe that this is the season for that shift for somebody. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you one more time for your hospitality. Thank you for the grace of God. And I know we are going to join faith and grace to shift the people that God has assigned to be in this meeting this weekend. Hallelujah. If a wrong person enter the right place, even their destiny will be tossed. So it doesn't matter whether you are wrong, as long as you're in the right atmosphere, just know that the influence of the Holy Spirit will be strong in your life. It has never been designed for Saul to be a prophet. It was never in his DNA. It was never in his tribe. It was never in his own family that there will be a prophet from the tribe of Benjamin. But when he entered the company of prophets, he began to prophesy. Though he was wrong, it was not part of his life. But because he was in the midst of people that carried that same grace, it rubbed off on him. And the Bible says he began to prophesy. There is a grace here tonight that will rub off on you, that it will bring possibilities to every area of your life. I believe that I am not here by mistake. It has been orchestrated, designed by God for me to be here for such a time this weekend to help someone shift by the Spirit of God into what God has designed. God will never do anything except he first say it to his servant, the prophet, and declare it. So I want you to know it's your season for declarations, bringing you into a season and into a time of answers to prayers. In the name of Jesus Christ. Three things that the Lord will allow you do to participate in. Number one is you are going to pray. It's going to be one of your longest prayer meeting. Amen. So we're going to pray all weekends. Praise God. So you're going to pray because some things are aligning. Remember, if you are a student of spiritual warfare or a student of the spirit, you will know that in the realm of the spirit, territories are obeyed. Hallelujah. And if territories are obeyed, certain things cannot happen in certain territories until it's permitted. Praise God. It is not only going to be a season of miracles, signs, and wonders, but also revelations and informations. Praise God. That's why I'm trying to take my time so we could see what God can do. So territories are obeyed. And when territories are obeyed, you need to understand that whoever violate the duty of the systems of those territory will be punished. I don't care how anointed I am or how gifted I am. I can't enter here until there is a permission. If I come in without the permission, I have violated a system. And the law enforcement will take their duties. Do you understand what I'm saying? As it is in the physical, so it is in the spiritual. Praise God. It doesn't matter how bishop is your spiritual father. He can come into your house and walk down to your bedroom and sit down there. You say, okay, come. There's a regulation. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. So that is how it is, that you always command the permission. That is one of the places I want to preach about. But you see, that is why we need to pray. Because God also understands territory. So we invite God into our geographical space and spiritual cloud by prayers. Amen. So when it's time to pray, you need to begin to enforce, engage in prayers. Hallelujah. Number two, you need to understand that in the place of warfare also, keeping quiet is an enemy's attack. Because when the enemies allow you to be silent in the place where you need to declare, is attacking you so that you will not have the advantage over him. No, like I said earlier, no way I could come into this space except I'm permitted and the doors are open. So the enemy operates on legal grounds. Amen. And the only way to discharge this enemy's influence is to declare. Job 22 and 28, he said, you shall decree it in, or 28, 22. You shall decree it in and it shall be established, and the light shall shine in your way. So you need to understand that these are spiritual influence. Amen. That you need to understand what we need to deal with when it comes to this weekend in prayer. So I want you to be ready, and the Lord will be speaking to many of you, the dossier, the Lord, speaking to your heart, speaking to your future, speaking to your circumstances, and we trust God for an answer to prayer. Say amen. Amen. Is that okay? All right, lift your hands, and Father, we thank you. We glorify Jesus today. We ask for the influence of the Holy Spirit as never before. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask that you will throw your weight across these people in the next few minutes. Let there be an unusual move of your spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, in 1 minute, if you have a praying language, lift your voice and begin to pray in the spirit. Come on. If you have a praying language, come on, pray in the spirit. If you don't have a praying language, just give God the glory. Just begin to give God thanks. Lipa pravilinski pradaveshka payande ke supradisha. Zi prande vela branda ka suprande gaziteria. Inku baba daveto jeke de bradabusha. Ika bedevele brada badabusha. integazebra de vela brada bado shikaba e kapata gazimbra nebe zubrande velaboria jikare patu zikalibrande velia zuprata vela babaradusha inka de barade velia mbrana masotoboria. You have 30 more seconds. Come on, push. Libabado zivra patando huski paria jiprande velia jikapaya de badusha. Don't get tired. Push, push, push. Push in prayers. Come on, push. Litoska para de vedus. Inka zebra damosha. Push in prayers. Come on, push. Likraba daboska. 20 more seconds. Come on. Be intentional. Come on. Litoska pradabadosha. Come on, be intentional. Pray in the spirit. Lita veda brada bushkaba. Endevera brada badoski prada vedusha. Ikazi prada vela branda kasuparia. In le bradeva la brada godokushki parandamasa, iku paratos periemvra, in de gazifra paliva barusha, e kapata kasotele brada, e karababa, we permit the influence of the Holy Spirit in this atmosphere. Come on, in kaziprada vele barusha badadasha. Ekra balizo prende veli brada badusha, e karabadushi katabadusha. Mada de vede beredushki prada bede bredegushka. Ekra bali vete borudushi kaba. E prade villa paratushki prande vele breda bush. E katuske parimbe li pradasha. E prade villa babaradushki prande bedusha. E kazu patakose kalia. In zupra de villa. Jikara palika zupra de bedusha. Baradaka soprande belush. Kepayanda babadusha. Thank you, Father, in the name of the living God. Can I give a permission one more time? We're going to push it more in the spirit realm, but I want you to stand on your feet. We want to create a cloud, an atmosphere in this spiritual place. I want us for another 60 seconds. You are going to pray in the spirit, and this time I want you to take charge of your territory. Listen, the Bible says God told Abraham, in Genesis 13, somewhere around verse 14, when Lot left him. And the Bible said that when Lot left him, God said to him, see, I can give you as far as you can see. And he went on to say in verse 15 and 16, the Bible says that after you have seen from the east, west, north, south side, he told them something. Now take physical steps for your spiritual reality, for your imaginary reality. In other words, as you have seen it, take a physical step. From the land which thou said to thee, will I give unto thee and to thy seed forever. In verse 16, if we can put it, it says, I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth. So if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Can we have one more verse? Push it. It says, arise. Somebody say, arise. Then he says, walk through the land. Now that he has used his imagination, now he has seen the vision of how much God can give him. God says, as far you can see, not as far God can see. There are certain breakthroughs you don't have until you take physical action. You know, there are three dimensions of faith. We're going to talk about that during the weekend as God permit. But one of the dimensions of faith is what I call imaginary faith. If you don't imagine it, God cannot do it. God don't answer only what you say. He answer what you imagine. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or what? Imagine or think. Amen. So mind what you think, because no man is bigger than their thoughts. So until you begin to imagine it, God. So imagination also is a prayer request. Thinking. So he's the first level of faith. Whatever you picture is what you future in. Your mental picture determines your actual future. If you don't see it in your mind, you cannot have it in your life. So imagination is part of the ways that God answers to your prayers. No matter how much I pray for your healing, if you don't see yourself ill, God can do anything. Until you see yourself as a man think in his heart, so is he. So until you see it in your mind, you can. If you don't see yourself debt free, you can't be debt free. No prayer can answer that. If you can't see yourself healed, you can't be healed. If you don't see yourself, so you must come to that place where you see it. There must be an imagination. The word imagination is from the word image. You must have the mental picture. That is the first level of faith. The second level of faith is the speaking faith. Whatever you imagine and you don't say, you can't have. Do you understand what I'm saying? The woman says in Mark chapter 5, he says, as she said in her heart, if I can touch the hem of his garment. So whatever you imagine, you speak, because what you say is what you have. That is why we don't speak fear, we speak faith. Number two, we don't speak experiences, we speak expectations. Do you understand what I'm saying? The Bible says in Joel 3:10, it says, let the weak say, I am strong. So in this kingdom called Christianity, we don't speak what we feel. We speak what we want to see. Isaiah chapter 3 verse 10, it says, say to the righteous, it shall be well with you, and you shall eat the good of the land of your doing. So you see, you speak it. So no matter how scared you are, you don't speak your fear. That is why the Bible told us, it says, as the abundant of heart, the mouth speaks. So what I hear you say shows me what you believe. Number three things you need to know about speaking is that the language of faith is consistent. The language of faith is what? Consistent. The language of faith is consistent. So you don't say in the church, I am blessed, and when you get to your house, you receive a letter, and the letter is showing a very bad credit. You say, oh my God, I'm broke. No. You don't let your situation change what you are saying. It doesn't matter how bad your physical circumstances is, what you say changes it. That is what how we operate in this kingdom system. We say, no wonder Jesus Christ looked at the dead child and said, she is sleeping. He looked at Lazarus and said, he is sleeping. Why? Because what you say is what you have. Do you understand what I'm saying? So this is a second dimension of faith. You know, what I'm saying is what I'm trying to teach you now is six months teaching, but let me do it in a few. That is why I want you to stand, because we're going to take some territories, because some of you are still confined in where you are because you have not imagined it, you've not said it. The spirit of faith in 1 Corinthians 4 says that we believe it and we speak it. Amen. We believe it and we what? We speak it. We believe it and we what? We speak it. If I can ask a question, how many of you are born again in this place? Oh, wow, impressive. So everybody is born again. All right. Can I use just an example, please? Come. Are you born again?
Yes, sir.
Are you sure you're born again?
Yes, sir.
Are you really sure you're born again?
I know I'm born
again. Are you sure you're very, very born again? How do you know you are born again?
Because I asked Jesus to come into my heart. He forgave me for my sins.
And that is all right? So when Jesus came into your heart, did you feel like a slap from heaven? Did you feel anything from heaven? Did you feel that?
No, I knew he changed my world.
So you just believe that you're forgiven?
Yes.
All right? So I can't convince you that you are not born again?
No.
You know, no matter how I prophesy, you believe you're going to heaven when, at the end, so you believe you're born again. Nothing can convince you. For you being born again, does it stop any sin in the world? Are there still sin in the world? Are there still sinners in the world? And that does not change your mind that you're born again.
That's right.
All right. So when you were born again, you didn't feel like Jesus slapped your face for confirmation. You didn't feel like an ice block, like a snow hit your head. You just believed that you're born again. Now, if you believe, I can't convince you that you're born again, then what is it that is telling you that you are broke?
But as many as received him, to them gave he the
power
to become the sons of God.
So you've received him, right?
I received, then I became.
Right. So there's nothing convincing you out of it?
Right.
Right?
Right.
Okay. Now, if tomorrow the doctor tells you are sick, you go around feeling that you're sick, right? So the doctor now is convincing you that you're sick. Why? Because you feel now that you're sick. Somebody said you're sick. If I can't convince you out of your salvation, why should I convince you that you are sick? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
If I can't confuse you out of your salvation, why will your bank account convince you are broke? Did somebody hear what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So why will somebody else now tell you, because he says a doctor, and told you that you are sick, when Jesus Christ says you are healed? Do you understand what I'm saying? So, you see, we can easily agree that we are saved and convinced that we are saved when we die, we go to heaven. But suddenly you see your bank balance and you feel that, oh my God, I don't have. You see, the thing about it is that the same way you receive salvation from sins, the same way you receive your healing and you stay there. The same way you receive your salvation is the same way you receive your blessings and stay there. Now I can't tell him that everywhere he goes, I'm born again. Everywhere he goes, I'm born again. The same way everywhere he goes, I'm blessed. Because he got born again without any physical evidence. It was faith that makes him, and it's consistent. The same way you are blessed. You go everywhere to say, I am blessed. You go everywhere to say, I am healed. You go everywhere to say, I am favored. And somebody says, you're not favored. You say, no, I'm favored. You see, I'm trying to convince you out of your salvation. And you said, no,
you won't do it.
But why will I convince you out of favor? I don't know if everyone get what I'm saying. If I can't convince you that you are a sinner, why should I convince you that you are not blessed? Why should I convince you that you are not favored? Why should I convince you that you are not ill? Because the doctor gave you a report? Before the doctor gave you a report, he consulted what we call scan or his machine. He scanned your body and told you the result of what the scan told you. But I consulted the Bible to tell you he was wounded for our transgression.
Amen.
He was bruised for iniquity.
Especially
for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes. So the doctor consulted the scanning machine. I consulted the Bible. Which one do you believe? This is how it operates in this kingdom. This is how we get blessed in this kingdom. Nothing should convince you out of what God has said already. And that is for the fact you feel it doesn't make it real. For the fact you are born again, have not stopped sin in the world, but it has not convinced you that you are not born again. So stop letting your bankers told you that you have problem with your finances. Oh, I wish somebody is getting what I'm saying today. Thank you, sir. Thank you. God bless you. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is how simple the work of faith can be. The reason why I ask you to stand is because what I'm showing you with what God said to Abraham, the Bible says something very profound in Romans chapter 4, that he considered not the deadness of his body, nor the deadness of Sarah's womb. Against hope, he believed in hope, that faithful is he that promised, is able to perform that which he said. God is able to perform. Praise God. I wish I have believers here today. Do I have believers? The first question I ask you, if you were born again, and you all said you were born again. Now, if I ask, how many of you are blessed? Are you sure? You might say you are blessed now, and somebody send you a letter now and just give you the download of your bank balance. Or maybe you just receive a doctor's report and said you are sick. Amen. Whatever the doctor tells you, the doctor consulted something. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. So if no one can convince you that you're not born again, why should they convince you you are not blessed? So the second level of faith is speaking. Mark 11 and 22, he said, you shall say to this mountain, do what? Be that removed and be that cast into the sea. And the Bible says, shall receive whatsoever. If you do not doubt in his heart, not your mind, is your heart. Why? Because your mind might still be seeing the mountain, but your heart is telling you it's gone. I wish you understand. God is not dealing with your mind, he's dealing with your heart. Your heart sees that the mountain is gone. Your heart knows that you are healed already. Your heart knows that this situation is temporary. So I'm not reacting to what my mind is saying. I'm acting to what my heart is what is saying. The reason why I say you shall say to this man, the reason why sometimes we don't receive our answers after we declare is because we now start confessing our mind, not our heart. Oh, this mountain be removed. But the next minute, the mountain is not going, why is this mountain not going anywhere? And you're wondering, you've changed what you want. Like I said earlier, the language of faith is consistent. Say that with me. The language of faith is consistent. One more time. The language of faith. You know, I remember one time they used to tell us to pray for our country. pray for Nigeria, pray for country, pray. You know, I stopped praying because those of us that pray for the country, by the time we now go out to start gisting, we now say, this country is bad, this country is dead. But we just finished praying. You see why, do you understand what I'm saying? You say, God, I pray for a good job and everything. You now work out. There's no job in this land. There's no job in this. What do you want God to answer now? Because now you are confusing him, because what your words are not consistent. You have to speak consistently. It doesn't matter what you are facing. When Jesus Christ saw the storm, he didn't shout, a storm. He shouted, peace, be still. When God saw darkness, Genesis 1:3, he didn't shout darkness. He said, let there be what? Speak your expectations. What are you expecting? The doctor says you have cancer. No, no, doctor. No, that is not cancer. You have a bad report. That is not cancer. I am blessed. I am healed. Because every time they give you bad report and you react to it, your body starts have been affected. I am blessed. I am healed. As a believer, you speak what you expect. And he went on to say very profound in that Mark chapter 11. It says in verse 24, say, whatsoever you desire when you pray, believe. And you shall what? Believe. I have it already. You just keep saying it, I have it. You know, sometimes people come, you keep saying you have it. Where is it? Don't worry, I'm coming. So I want to send you back home and tell probably your landlord and say, don't worry, I'm going to get my house soon. You must speak it. Number three, level of faith. Number one is what? Imagination. Number two is what? Speaking. Number three is acting it. Taking a step. Once you want, you must take the step. Praise God. That is what he said to Abraham. He said, now that you've seen it, take the step. Every time you believe something, walk towards it. You don't have to have all of the money to go ask how much they sell a property. You don't have to have all of the money to go check how much is the car being sold. Because what you need to understand that God honors every act of faith. Every act of faith. You must begin to walk towards it. Praise God. All right, this is what I want you to do. We are going to speak in the Spirit. You are going to pray in the Holy Ghost. And I want you to begin to move around and begin to speak your expectations. Whatever you say in the confines of this atmosphere, you begin to see them established in your heart. Is somebody hear what I'm saying? You are speaking that my credit is good. You are speaking that my finances is good. You are speaking my babies are coming back home. You are speaking peace in my house. You are speaking there is deliverance around me. You are speaking that the report of the doctor is canceled. Is somebody here who I'm saying? Can we begin to pray in the Holy Ghost and begin to speak? Walk around now. You are not permitted to stand. Just move around and begin to speak right now. Begin to speak your expectations. Speak to your expectation. Speak your credit is good. Speak that your marriage is at peace. Speak your deliverance. Speak healing. Maska padeverian barasko paratishka pa zufra padishka prandeveleha letushka prandevela bradha. Speak your body is well. Speak your bones are doing well. Your body is well. Speak deliverance. Speak healing. Speak miracle. Speak the power of God. Come on, speak. You are in an atmosphere right now. Miracles still happen right now. Cancel the doctor's report right now. Begin to speak miracles. Ziprate vele aprandasha. Le pratuske pe deberano separia. Le tuska paraba. Speak that your babies are doing well. Speak that your marriage is doing well. Speak that your health is doing well. Come on, speak expectations right now. Mara supradava. You shall decree a thing, it shall be established, and the light shall shine upon your way. Cancel that doctor's report on your husband, your wife, on your children. Cancel that academic report. Whatever report that you don't like, cancel it. Speak what you want to see. Come on. Lipatoske paradeveri ambashka. Loteska prandevele baryushka. If nothing can convince you that you are not a child of God, nothing should convince you that you are not blessed. You have 30 more seconds. Speak. Speak into Winnipeg. Speak into the city. Speak right now. The gates are opening for me. The lands are opening for me. Come and decree a thing right now. The Bible says in Proverbs 18 verse 21, death and life is in the power of the tongue. My God, speak right now life. Speak life to your body. That cancer cannot stay. The Bible says in Matthew 15 and 10, what my Father has not planted shall be rooted up. Whatever God has not planted in your home, planted in your business, speak that job to come to pass. Speak that your job is doing well. Speak that you are favored in your job. Speak that you are favored in that office. Come on, speak right now. Speak that you are favored. Doors are open. Speak that your businesses are doing well. Come and decree. Come and decree. Come and decree. Decree right now. Ikepata vele pradasha, ikobasi prada vele ba, ikasa prada wotosha. As you are speaking, what are you seeing in your spirit? Begin to speak. Speak that your hands are full with blessings. Speak that your blood conditions are well. Come on, lika parada. If you have anyone sick in your house, speak healing to them right now. Badegazi prada vele bosha. Come on, speak to your finances right now. Speak to your family. Speak to your future. Come on. Come on, you have a few seconds to do that. Come on, come on. Maratoske branda veleborodosha. As you are walking around, you are taking territory. Speak to this city right now. Speak to the city. Speak right now. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God. I cause increase in this house. I speak increase right now. I speak increase in your finances. I speak increase in your family. I speak increase in your job, in your career. I speak increase by the Spirit of God. Baske prade vele baranosha. Leduske te garavedoske pranda yada. Buske teria. Ezivra pere de gazeta. My God and my Father. Letuska prade vele boria. Isho prade gali baradosha. Levra paratuske pada dabadosha. My God, you have 20 more seconds to decree, declare, decree, declare, decree, declare. Marazikra babadosha. Ejibra de velebara. Ekatuske tega laba. Belezifra de gaso pradash. Inkaduske de baratosha. Barataga zebra de velebosha. E karababadosha kedebo. E brandezupra de badosha. Thank you, my Father. In the name of Jesus Christ. Do you receive what you just declared, right? Do you receive what you just declared? Hallelujah. Do you receive what you just declared? How many of you are going on to change how you speak? Amen. You will no longer look at your children and see you coconut head. You look like your father. Look at you stubborn. How many of you are going to speak the right things? Hallelujah. Now I want to give you one more assignment. You will speak into this city. It will work for your favor. I want to show you something very profound in the next few minutes. We'll pick it up in the morning. But I want to show you how to speak into a city. But you are going to speak to an atmosphere. Amen. There's something you must always know. Don't ever forget. That this life we are living now is controlled from the spirit realm. Life is more spiritual than physicality. So until you win in the spirit, you don't have the result in your physical. Praise God. And every system, environment has spiritual side. I hear what I'm saying. I came to show you deep things. So I want you to speak into this city. You will work for me. You will work in my favor. The system will work in my favor. Are you ready to speak to the city? You speak to You speak to institutions. Amen. You have contracts, they will approve it. You knock doors for job, they will open the doors. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The medical system work for you, the political system work for you, the government system work for you, the health system work for you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You have to speak. Once you come into a place, believe that God is giving it to you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You have to say to this system, to this environment, you will no longer resist my business. You will no longer fight against me. Hallelujah. So you will speak to it and command. Jesus Christ said to the storm, peace be still. Storm is an environmental system of resistance. I speak to every storm in this city that fight businesses, peace. System that fight marriages, peace. System that commands children to misbehave, peace. System that makes you old people bury the young, peace. Come on, begin to speak peace in this environment now. No more violence in this environment. Come on, speak. No more killings, no more homicides of any kind. Speak peace right now. Rapatoske pradabara. We speak peace. How many of you believe you are a child of God? You shall decree it and it shall be established. Paruske paradavedusha. Peace, be still, peace. Tonight is speaking night. Peace by the power of God. Peace in the name of Jesus. Peace by the will of God. Peace koparateshka. Peace by the hand of God. Peace around you. Peace in your family. Peace in this environment. Peace. No more killings. We speak peace of God. Masakra paliko suprende ke supradaya. Likoro pele vire peredoshida. Zoprate kasko prende hishkapaya. Zoprede vele bede bede boshida. My God and my Father. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. You may sit in God's presence. We still make declarations. Is somebody getting blessed this evening? I believe strongly that God is ready to do something extraordinary. And thank God that you now understand the power of your own words. The Bible says something very profound in Genesis chapter 2. When God was creating man, he says, let us create man in our own image, after our likeness. I mean, if you remember that. Now, the original Hebrew word says, let us make another speaking spirit. So, that word means you are a speaking spirit. See, I'm a speaking spirit. So, what you need to understand, the Bible says when God created Adam and Eve, Adam's word, when God brought him to the garden, the Bible said something profound, that Adam began to use his words to control his environment. He spoke to the tree, your name shall be this. He said to the elephant, you will be elephant. Everything he caused them, they become, because he was created to be a speaking spirit. One more time, say, I'm a speaking spirit. What I'm trying to let you know today, how powerful your words are. That is why you should never be careless with what you say. So Adam's word, the garden was responding to his words, was responding to what he says. And eventually the Bible says, when Satan came in chapter 3, Satan said something. He said, did God really say you should not eat of any tree in the garden? He was talking to Eve. And he said, yes, God said we should not even touch Genesis 3 and 15, because Satan, the Bible says, the enemy, the devil was, the serpent was more deceptive, subtle than any beast. One of the things that the devil will do to change what you say is to deceive you and to lie about God to you. Satan's primary assignment is to lie about what God says concerning you. He will lie about your identity. To cut the long story short, Adam and Eve believed. Remember one thing I want to let you know today. Adam and Eve did not fall because they ate the fruit. They never fell because they ate the fruit. They fell because of the voice they obeyed. Eating the fruit was secondary. It was who they obeyed. One person said, "You will not, you will die." The other one said, you will not surely die. It is not eating the fruit that makes them sin. It is the voice they obey that makes them sin. Sometimes what God says concerning you, the devil wants to lie about it. If God says you are healed and the devil says you are not healed, who you respond to determines what happens to you. That is what the enemy is doing to today. Making you respond to the negative, to make you feel that God is lying to you. But when Adam and Eve fell, the Bible says everything was taken from them. God said something that was very profound in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. God says, from today, the earth is cursed for your sake. What I want you to know today is this, that God said to Adam and Eve, your world will no longer respond to your words. You are going to work hard. So the word hard work is from the language of a fallen man. Are you hear what I'm saying? So they were working with their hand. They no longer, you know, before Adam will say, I want apple, apple will come. All what he was saying was responding to his words. But now his word no longer respond to his words. Then they were now struggling with their hands. But when Jesus came, praise God, we saw that Jesus Christ began to speak to nature. The Bible says he spoke to the storm. And he spoke to the wind. He spoke to everything. The disciples were like, what manner of man is this? So he looked at them and said, I'm not doing anything new. This was what was given to you from the beginning. Do you understand what I'm saying? So every time Jesus spoke, blind be healed. He was repeating what was given to him from Adam. So what Adam lost was what Jesus Christ came to restore. Oh my God, I hear what I'm saying. You're going to speak to your body. Cancer can't stay in this body. Blood disease can't stay in this body. Sickness cannot stay in this body. My credit cannot go bad. For the fact you see the situation going bad doesn't make you feel you should go along with it. Speak it to correctness. That is why you are a child of God. Because if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth and you are saved, it's the same way you will believe in your heart and confess your finances with your mouth and you are blessed. The same way you believe in your heart, your healing, and confess with your mouth and you are healed. Because that is what God is trying to let you understand, that death and life is in the power of the tongue. So in other words, whatever I see around you is determined by what you have said yesterday. Whatever you have attracted around you, if you experience defeat, is because you are imagining defeat and you are speaking defeat. Oh, somebody say, I'm better than this. Say, I'm crossing the lines of limitations. Somebody shout, I'm doing well. The cities are open for me. Say, my hands are full with blessings. Now, as you are speaking it, you are creating an atmosphere of result, because you begin to see the dimensions of the blessings of what God is really doing. Hallelujah. So what God is trying to let you know today, you know, is that you begin to speak what you want God to do in your life. You can't be speaking defeat and expect God to give you victory. God is not a magician. You can't be speaking sicknesses and you expect God to heal you. No, God responds to what you say. And that is why you need to understand that Jesus Christ came to restore back to us what we lost in Adam. And once that restoration comes, we saw Jesus Christ, everything that he did was he was speaking. Even the way he died, Jesus Christ spoke. Oh, do you understand what I'm saying? Have you ever wondered? In Mark chapter 4, the Bible says he asked them, he said, let us go to the other side. And Jesus was sleeping when there was a storm. Now, you might say that he's a God. That is why he slept. No, God don't sleep. Psalm 121 says he never sleep, nor slumber. So for the fact he was sleeping shows that he was a human being. And if the boat was going to go down, Jesus was going to go down too. And there was nowhere in the Bible that the Bible says, and Peter taught Jesus how to swim. There is no place like that in the Bible. Did you hear where Jesus Christ was taught how to swim? So if Jesus Christ, that is why he walked on the water. He couldn't swim. That is why he walked. Praise God. If he could have swam, he would have, you know. But he had to walk on water because I don't know how to swim, so let me walk on it. Hello, Jesus, you know. Praise God. Amen. But the question in my heart was, why was he sleeping? He was sleeping because purpose preserved. He was sleeping because he knew that the devil was wasting his time. Imagine you are sleeping while the plane, the pilot just announced that the plane, we are going through a bad turbulence and, you know, and all of that. Put on your seat, but I don't know if we are going to crash, we should just, and you are sleeping. Some people will just be shouting, some will shout Jesus, some with the blood of Jesus. Some will say 50 liters of the blood. All manner of blood of Jesus, all manner of name of Jesus. Some Jesus is with Y, some with J, some with no S, some with no U. You're just calling Jesus. But he was sleeping. The reason why I knew he was sleeping, the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart was that he knew he was not going to die by the water. He was going to die on the cross. So dying on the cross was his end. What am I trying to say? You will notice that he was saying it to all of his disciples that he said he was going to suffer in the hand of sinners and he will be crucified and on the third day he will rise again. He said it the other day, he said, destroy this temple and in 3 days he will rise. Jesus kept speaking his life. He kept saying how his life should go. And because he kept speaking how his life should go, everyone that was part of the journey was aligning to what he was saying. Oh, I wish you understand what I'm saying. That I get to the office today, everybody will favor me. I get to the office today, everyone will love me. You will be shocked to see that even your enemies will align to what you are saying because you are using your words to create your world. Oh, do you get what I'm saying? So Jesus Christ spoke, I will suffer in the hands of sinners. They will persecute me. They will crucify me. He spoke it. And he says, on the third day, I will rise. He kept saying 3 days. He didn't say 3.5. He didn't say 2 days. There was someone that came one day. His name was Peter. And said, far be it from you. You will not die. He said, get thee behind me, Satan, because anybody that speaks against your destination is a devil. Oh, I wish you understand what I'm saying. Anybody that speaks against the plan of God for your life is a devil. I don't care whether it's a faith confession or whatever confession. It's a devil. So you are speaking destiny. So he spoke. Even when Jesus Christ resurrected, what did the angel show up? The angel came to tell Mary Magdalene, don't you remember what he was saying in Galilee? Even the angels had to remind him that what he was saying, what you constantly say, what you keep saying becomes who you become. You have to begin to learn what you don't let your system, the environment, your condition change what you are saying. Jesus kept saying it. He kept saying it. He became what he was saying. I am blessed. Somebody was like, oh my God, you say you are blessed, but your credit is not like, get behind me, Satan. Anyone trying to speak the contrary of your confession is your Satan that time. Because few verses away, Jesus Christ said to Peter, you are the rock. Upon this church, I will build my church. After few verses, he became Satan. So one person can be... If once you just start saying what I don't like, hey, get thee behind me, Satan. Do you understand what I'm saying? Jesus Christ don't care whether he just called him the rock a few moments ago. You can be a darling 2 hours ago and become a devil after 2 hours. You just get behind me, Satan. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Nobody should talk you out of your testimony. I keep speaking it. You just keep speaking it. You just keep speaking it. You just keep... Praise God. Don't let the TV change what you say. Praise God. I told somebody the other day, I said, anytime you want to be sick, the more, check the symptoms of your sickness on Google. Then you're in trouble. Whatever we encourage you to become contrary to God's word, you cut it off. I am blessed. I am strong. I am healed. I am doing well. Things are working for me. My careers are doing well. My heavens are open. I am standing before God. I have the righteousness of God. I am justified by faith. I have peace with God. My family have peace. My children are doing great. My children are protected. No evil shall come near them. Hallelujah. In Psalm 91, verse 1 and 2, it says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. But he didn't stop there. He said, for that to work for you, he says, I will say. If you don't say it, you don't become what the scripture says. I will say, what will I say? The Lord, I will say of the Lord is what? My refuge. So if the Lord in verse 1 is your secret place, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. If the Lord is all of that, how do you activate it? It's by saying, I will say of the Lord is what? My refuge and my fortress, and my God in him will I trust. Do you understand what you are saying now? I am saying God is my refuge. I'm saying God is my protector. I am saying God is my provider. I am saying God is my covering. I am saying God is my healer. Look at what I'm saying in verse 3. It's not only saying in him will I trust. It says surely. I'm still saying surely. Surely means definitely. He shall deliver me from where? From the snare of what? The fowler. So every network of enemy, every conspiracy in my office, surely I am getting deliverance. I'm not defeated. I'm walking out victorious. My God, this case is working in my favor. The systems are working in my favor. I have not come into the city to join anyone. I came to stand out. What it took others 1 year to get, I get it in 1 month. I will say of the Lord, he says, surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from where? The noisome pestilence. So whatever is happening to everybody minus me, I am not here to join the pain of everybody. I don't care what the pattern is in the family. I don't care who was stopped in the family. I came to stand out. Oh, do you understand what I'm saying? I came to what? To stand out. And this is what the Lord is saying. He says, not only that, if you go on to verse 4, this is what you keep saying. He says, he shall cover me, which is what? With his feathers, and under his wing shall I put my trust, and what? And his truth, and shall be what? My shield and my buckler. Do you see what you keep saying? You just keep saying it, and you keep seeing what God is doing in your life, because God is attracted to what you say. Also, the devil is attracted to what you say. The power of faith is in the speaking. Praise God. Faith and fear have the same definition. The Bible says, for without faith, it is what? Impossible to please God. Also, without fear, it is impossible to please the devil. What is faith definition? Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Fear is also the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things. Both fear and faith has hope. One hope for the positive and the other one hope for the negative. Oh, do you understand what I'm saying? Because when you are afraid, many times you are afraid, what you are afraid of does not exist. But you are hoping it will come. And since you are opening it, you are giving the enemy a legal ground to appear in your life by that signature. Oh, do you understand what I'm saying? Romans 10, 17 says, faith cometh by what? Hearing. And what? And hearing the word of God. So also fear comes by hearing. So what faith is to God is what fear is to the enemy. And so every time you keep fear in your heart, you entertain the fear, you are open for something that the devil is putting as a picture. Oh, praise God. Do you understand what I'm saying? That is why the devil, God shows you a picture of your future. The devil also shows you a negative picture. But the question is that the devil is a liar. So you don't expect the devil to tell you the truth. That is why sometimes when you wake up with a negative dream, just know the devil just lied. And just say, devil, I don't believe this one, you know. But you see, what you respond to determines what you believe. Some of you, when you have negative dreams, is when you want to fast. I'm going on 3 days fasting. I just saw that my cars are sorted in the dream. So do you expect the devil? The day you see that you bought 3 new cars, you won't fast for that one. So you shows your fasting now shows what you believe, what you respond to. Praise God. We are breaking that yoke in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, I am a believer.
Am a believer.
Oh my God. Say, well, I'm a believer. One more time, shout, I am a believer.
I believe.
I believe what the word of the Lord said concerning me. I am created as a blessing. I am blessed. I know I am blessed. I'm convinced I'm blessed. I'm breaking limitations. I'm crossing lines of limitations. What was hard for others is simple for me. I am receiving God's favor. I'm receiving God's grace. And I'm walking in that grace. I'm walking in that favor. Things are working for me. The lines are falling onto me in pleasant places. I am favored by men and by God. In Jesus' name. Amen. So it's important that I make you understand, because throughout this weekend, we are making declaration. We are breaking curses. We are breaking limitations. We are breaking patterns. Whatever God asks us to do. Amen. As I conclude, I'm going to pray for you and we'll pick it up tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning is going to be massive. Amen. In Romans chapter 5 and verse 14, the Bible explained to us about how sin got into the world. And the Bible says sin got into the world by one man called Adam. It says, nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses. Somebody said death. So in other words, one person was the one that introduced death into the rules of men. From Adam to Moses, over all them that have not sinned, even those that did not sin, death reigned over them. The Bible used the word after the similitude or the example or the shape or the figure of Adam's transgression. Who is the figure of him that was to come? In other words, death came into this place, into this the race of men by one man that was. Now, this principle still operates today, even though Christ has come to reverse it, because through Christ obedient, we receive salvation and we receive life. But this principle still operates with whoever is the gatekeeper of families. Praise God. And this is what we are going to deal with this weekend, that whatever stands as who is the gatekeeper of your family that introduced the negative trends and patterns in the family must be removed. Amen. And we are going to make that declaration, because there are so many families, the Lord was speaking to my heart, that the person that is the gatekeeper of your family is opening everybody up to all manner of battles. If the person that is like Adam, you know, because if you look at the scripture, even though Christ has come to deliver us, what God is trying to show us here is that the system still works in families. In Exodus chapter 20 and verse 4 and 5, God was speaking, 4, 5, and 6, God was speaking about the warning of worshiping idols or any other god. He says, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. In verse 5, look at the punishment where God was declaring, thou shalt not bow thyself to them that serve them, for I am the Lord God. I'm what? I'm jealous. I'm a jealous God, visiting what? The iniquity of what? The fathers upon what? The children. So if the fathers worship idols, bow down, misbehave, or does anything, the children begin to suffer the consequences of their father's mistake. Do you understand what I'm saying? God says the iniquity will be visited on the children. So who is the gatekeeper of a family? Is it not the father? Who is the person that protects the family? Is it the father? Yes or yes? So the father becomes the gatekeeper, or anyone that seems to be a provider or seems to be a leader. So whatever mistake the person make, we not only visit him that with the consequences, but everyone that he covers becomes the influence. So what we are going to pray through this weekend is that, God, I don't know who is introducing me back to what God delivered me from. Let the power of God take them away. And I pray for every family that every pattern that is not of God, in the name of Jesus Christ, will be broken.
Amen.
Then God said that I am a jealous God, visiting iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Then it says in verse 6 that if there is a love of God, I'll visit the generation by mercy. It says, and show mercy unto thousands of them that love me and what? And keep my commandment. You need to understand that this is what God is asking us to do today, is that whatever it is that is the gate that introduces either the enemy's attack or any form of negativity, let the power of God destroy that influence in the name of Jesus. So one of the things that God is doing this weekend, all through the sessions we are having, is that we are going to pray that whatever battle I am fighting because somebody introduced it to my life must be canceled.
Amen.
Say better, amen.
Amen.
One more scripture, then we'll be praying, and I'll speak to some of you, and I'll let you be. Tomorrow we'll pick it up. In Matthew chapter 22 and verse 23, there were certain people that came to Jesus Christ. Amen. And they came to Jesus Christ to ask Jesus Christ a question. Are you learning something today? You see that I'm speaking now about certain things that we are going to use our words for. That is why I use your faith declaration, because we want to deal with certain spirituality. Praise God. He says, the same day came to him the Sadducees, which that say there is no resurrection, and ask him some question. In verse 24, if you can help us, what was the question that was asked? The Bible says, saying, Master, Moses said, if a man die having no children, his brother shall marry his wife and raise seed unto his brother. Do you see now it was the law of Moses? So there is a certain system that governs family that operates. And now this law of Moses, the Bible says, Jesus Christ, they went on to say, now, in verse 25, if you can help us, it says now. Somebody say now. The word now means this is a true life story. This is not a parable. This actually happened. It said, now there with us, how many? Seven brothers. And the first, when he had married a wife, died. Is that correct? The first one died. So also, the second, he died and he had no children. The word issues there means he had no children. Left his wife unto his brother, the second one. Are you seeing that? Then in verse 26, the Bible says that likewise the second also married a woman and died and had no children. Then the third one went to marry the same woman, died and had no children. So the fourth one saw that the first died, the second died, the third died. The fourth one went to, I wonder how beautiful this woman will be, that everybody's marrying this woman and they are dying. So they went to marry this woman. The fourth one went, married this same woman, died. He had no child. Then the fifth one saw that four people had died already. Where is their mother? I wonder where their mother, well, maybe their mother, if their mother was a Nigerian, I guess she would have reacted. Four of your sons that died from one woman. The fifth one came, married the same woman, died, having no children. Then the sixth one came, married the same one. This woman must be very beautiful. And seven people died from one woman. Now, the question I need you to ask is this. Who brought the woman home? Who brought the woman home? The first one went to marry this woman that looks like a graveyard. And brought this woman home. So in other words, the first man was the reason why there was battles in the family. Who is bringing battles to your family? You have to understand that this woman was brought in by the first brother. Which the first brother was the leader of the family. You see why certain times you look as if you prayed and things just struggle. You wonder what is happening in spite of the prayers and you see there's so much resistance. The question you need to ask is that who is creating legal grounds? Who is creating this atmosphere? Who is opening the door every time I close the door? This is what we are going to deal with this weekend, that whatever has been projected by the enemy in system, we remove that in the name of Jesus Christ. So they ask Jesus Christ now the question that in heaven, who among these seven guys, whose wife would this be? See, oh my God, I could see that Jesus Christ look at their foolishness and he says, look at what Jesus Christ says. Therefore, in resurrection, whose wife shall it be of the seven? For they all had her. Jesus Christ like, really? One woman, seven men died from one woman. You are asking in resurrection, who will be his wife? Instead of you to see an error, this is an error. Somebody says an error. It's an error because sometimes believers don't think that you look at your family bloodline and find out that the first one, for example, died at age 50. Second one died at age 50. Third one died at age 50. Fourth one died at age 50. You are a child of God and you are close to 50. You want to die like everybody. Instead of you to say, my God, there is something that is happening here that should stop with my life. By the power of the Almighty God, this pattern must not move like that anymore. If there is something happening in the family like this, it must stop from me. Amen. By the hand of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Somebody say, stop with me. What stopped my father cannot stop me. What stopped my mother cannot stop me. I am bringing it to an end. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ said, Jesus answered unto them, said, you are in an error. Why? For two reasons. He says, you do not know the scripture, nor the power. If you know the scripture, you would have handled the woman. Not coming to tell me about resurrection. If you know the power of God, you would have engaged the power of God to deal with the issue. Oh, I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. I see believers suffer the same thing that people that are not Christians in their family suffer because they don't know who they are. You must command by the power of God. Whatever it is. You know, I just recently prayed for a family that three generations suffer from blindness. And you think they will give you all medical stories, but it is a pattern. That must be destroyed. Oh my God, your dad cannot die, your grandfather die as an alcoholic, your father die as an alcoholic, and you are having the tendency. Somebody shout, I'm a child of God. This yoke must be broken. I must end this pattern in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever stopped my grandfather, whatever stopped my father, I'm crossing the line. I'm breaking the barrier. I'm breaking the chains in the name of Jesus Christ. This is what God wants to do this weekend. We are going to break every limitation. My God, your grandfather can't die broke. Your father died broke and you want to die broke. God forbid. I'm breaking free. Shout, I'm breaking loose. Can you pray in tongues for a few seconds and break loose right now? Can you pray in the Holy Ghost right now? Pray in tongues, come on. Pray in the spirit, break loose. You are breaking limitation. Kaparatos kateria. Liprateke sikarapantohuska. Ikapatoko sikete parota. Baroskente baratashka. Break loose, break that yoke, break that influence, break that limitation, break that structure, break that hold in the name of the living God. We break that hold, we break that limit, we break that hold, we break that limit, we break that hold in the name of Jesus. Rise to your feet, I will pick it up tomorrow. Amen. Thank you, Father. You are going to declare, remember I told you about your words. There are weapons in the school of prayers and the school of warfare. And we're going to pray in a few minutes. There are weapons. There are weapons we use. There are many weapons we use in the school of warfare. If you're a student, because right, this weekend is going to be warfare and you're going to have victory. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I came to make you know that the enemy will leave your family.
Amen.
I don't care the diseases that runs in the family. It ends with you.
Amen.
You will not transfer battles to your children.
Amen.
By the power of the Almighty God. I know you will not begin to have the same battles as people that are not children of God in your family have. It must end with you. When it comes to spiritual warfare, there are five potent weapons. There are many, but I want to use, we are going to use this five potent weapon as we begin to pray. Number one is the name of Jesus. Somebody say the name of Jesus. There's power in that name, because the Bible says at the mention of that name, what happens? Every name, not some name, every name. The Bible said there's no other name whereby any man can be saved except through what? The name of Jesus Christ. The name of Jesus is a potent weapon in the school of warfare. It's a name that God has given to us. I've seen that name do miracles. I've seen powers bow to that name. Number two is the blood of Jesus. It is the last card of God. When the blood of Jesus is engaged in spiritual warfare, it removes the voices, the legal grounds, and the covenant of darkness. Because you need to understand that every time Satan operates on a legal ground, he operates by a covenant. And when these covenants are existing in families, you don't need to be present before a covenant work against you. In the school of warfare, you don't need to. Were you there when Adam sinned? Were you there when Adam sinned? But are you a sinner? Until Jesus came. It's also the same principles that operate. You don't have to be present when parents, grandparents are making mistakes and the consequences are coming upon the children. Praise God. But I thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ, because the Bible says there's something about that blood. We overcome by the words of our testament. Amen. And by the blood of the Lamb. That blood that was shed on Calvary tree became an edict to Satan. Satan can't resist the blood. Number three is the ministry of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says we don't know how to pray the way we should pray, but the Spirit helped our infirmities, Romans chapter 8, to give us utterance with groanings that cannot be altered. So the ministry of the Holy Spirit become a very potent influence in the school of warfare. Number four is the ministry of angels, Hebrews 1. The Bible says that he made his angels ministering spirit, because they are horns or elves of salvation to us. So every time we pray, Psalm 103 says angels, as we pray according to what, the angels carry out the instruction. My God, you need to understand, you know the power of angels. And one of the most powerful ministry God has attached to my ministry is the ministry of angels. I've seen angels operate in diverse forms. They are here today.
Amen.
Number one weapon is what? Good. Number two weapon is what? Number three weapon is what? Number four. Number five weapon is your mouth. Your mouth. You shall declare it in. You cannot keep quiet in the school of warfare. Quietness, silence is consent. When we pray and you're just quiet, the enemy is fighting you because he doesn't want you to engage. Praise God. I just told you now, speak. Death and life is in the power of tongue. You have to challenge the, you know, it is with your mouth you pray. It is with your mouth you worship. It is your mouth you declare. Hallelujah. So we are going to use their other weapons, but in this school of warfare, we are going to declare. Somebody say the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Say in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
One more time, shout in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Do you believe in that name?
Yes.
Do you believe that name, at the mention of that name, you are healed? You are delivered. You are released. Say the name of Jesus.
The name of Jesus.
There are some prayers we are going to pray. One of those prayers is the prayer of premature death. People no longer die young again. It's canceled in your family.
Amen.
Number two we are going to deal with is the spirit of affliction, where people fall sick. No, that is not the will of God. You are born again not to suffer again.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Say,
divine healing,
divine health
is my covenant heritage. So we're dealing with that. Number four is the young. The old will no longer bury the young.
Yes.
You can't bury your children. I can't bury what God gave me. Every time you have something good, you just lose them. You don't know how. And you're wondering why you're losing. Every time something makes you happy, suddenly you just lose them. It's canceled.
Amen.
I say it's canceled.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Are you ready to pray in the next few minutes? Lift your right hand and say, I come boldly. Declare with me, say, I come boldly before the throne of grace to obtain mercy and to find grace in the name of Jesus. I come before God through the blood of Jesus Christ, asking for mercy, forgiveness of sin in the name of Jesus. I receive the life of Christ because I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and He's my Savior in the name of Jesus. With the blood of Jesus, I remove every legal ground, every advantage of the enemy from my life. With the blood of Jesus, I cancel every record, ordinances against me. In Jesus' name, say, I receive the life of Christ. I therefore declare, I am forgiven. I declare my sins are forgiven. I receive God's forgiveness. I receive God's mercy. I receive God's grace in Jesus' name. I declare I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I declare I am justified by faith. I have peace with God through the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus Christ. I therefore stand in the liberty God has given me. I'm no longer entangled in the yoke of bondage in the name of Jesus. And I cancel every covenant between my life and darkness. I cancel every agreement between my soul and hell in the name of Jesus. Any demonic spirit claiming ownership of my life, I'm a child of God. I renounce you and I cancel your influences over my life in the name of Jesus Christ. With the blood of Jesus, I challenge every pattern in my family. I challenge every system of darkness in my family. I paralyze every influence of the enemy over my family. In the name of Jesus, I renounce it and I destroy their claim over my life. In the name of Jesus, whatever stopped my father, stop my mother, I break out of it in the name of Jesus. Now lift your voice and begin to declare. Repashakata yabada. Likopateka saparada. Likoropesi karapatakosha. Likozopredekedosha. Is somebody praying? Declare, 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 declare. Repatakaso. Lepradeve lepradabosha. Zipratiska pradevele barusha, maratuske parendeveria, ricotoke di paradosha, melezupra de vela prada e kabaratuske pa hijepra de gazupra de. We break that hold. We break that yoke. We break that hold. We break that yoke. We break that hold. We break that yoke. We break that hold. We break that yoke in the name of Jesus. Mashkata librakatosha. Hikopete kasupraha. Shikarapatos. In the name of Jesus. Declare one more time, I am a child of God. I will not suffer the consequences of my parents' mistakes. I cancel it from my life and family. In the name of Jesus, every demonic advantage over my life from parental mistakes be canceled from my life. What stopped my father is canceled from my life. Every affliction, bad stories, is canceled in the name of Jesus. I cancel misfortune, limitations. Now lift your voice and cancel right now. Zapradevala bradegadosh, lepradegaze, maratushke prandegazepra, lipatekesho pratesha, lekrapa lekazekrapadesha, ikabradegalushke pradeveria, rupetekezikrapalisha. Beto Kosaka, Lebra de Gazipra de Bosha, Inkel de Gazipra Tosha, Ikel de Belle Petosha, Ekrapa Legazoprada, Epara de Badabosha. Zipara de Vedosha. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. From tomorrow, we'll pick it up in dealing with gatekeepers. But you see, that is why it's important, parents, fathers, especially your leaders, should be mindful of their attitude, because sometimes you're introducing battle to people you cover. Praise God. We're going to pray one more time. I don't know what it is that you've noticed in your life that was in your parents, either your father. Sometimes it could be the same blood disease. Amen. That this person has high blood pressure. Your grandmother has high blood pressure. Your great grandmother has high blood pressure. That pattern, my God, it must leave your life. Amen. That demonic spirit that travels in family must be canceled. Amen. I say it must be canceled.
Amen.
I say it must be canceled.
Amen.
That is why you are a child of God. Not to let patterns be. Jesus Christ told them, you do not understand the scripture, that this shouldn't be so. Why will one woman kill seven boys? Before it becomes something you regret for, you are going to deal with it today. Amen. Hallelujah. You're going to what? You're going to deal with it. You are going to speak one more time. Whatever is the battles in my family, cease today.
Yes.
Is it a battle of sickness? Is it the battles of limitation? Is it the battles of being broke? Is it the battles of marital terrible challenges? Amen. That there is always marriage problems in the family. It must end with your story.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That yoke must be broken.
Amen.
I say that yoke must be broken.
Amen.
Now lift your hand. Say, I decree as a child of God. Every negative patterns in my family. What affected my father, my grandfather, my mother, my grandmother, I cancel it from my life. In the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray like a child of God. Lepratuske paradege. Ziketeke devredegasha. Leprateka soprada velaha. Repalege zuprende faria. Jukopa de Gezika, Lepre de Gezikra Parata, Eparatuske de Galapa, Zuprende Kasuprada, come on, decree and declare. I'm a child of God. That yoke be destroyed. That yoke be broken. You patterns of barrenness. You patterns of premature death. You patterns of Arapalo Sopradish, Metoske Pradagaros. Eteka supra de gezepa, Beluso preta, jekara peta koto, jikala deve de berus. That curse is broken. That yoke is broken. That curse is broken. That yoke is broken. That curse is broken. That yoke is broken. That curse is broken. In the name of Jesus. I'm feeling God is doing something very unusual. Even your physical being will experience deliverance. Amen. One more time, declare, I'm a child of God. The enemy need to understand and make you know, make sure you know. The enemy, you need to let the enemy know, you know, I am a child of God. You cannot repeat any strange patterns in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever the enemy use as a legal ground, because in the spirit realm, the enemy only operates on legal ground. Jesus said in John 14, verse 30, the prince of this world comes. He didn't find anything. But if he comes to you, he will find many things. Why? Because there are some things that is happening to you because of certain doors that has been opened. Amen. By the blood of Jesus Christ, we remove the many things the enemy wants to use. Oh my God. In the name of Jesus, we remove the many things the enemy wants to use. You have to understand, listen. In Acts 28, Apostle Paul was in a city called Malta after he has escaped the shipwreck and all of that stuff. I'm closing with this. And the Bible said something that a viper came out of the fire. You remember the story? And when the viper came out of the fire, what does the barbarian say? The barbarian says, this man actually must be a murderer. Even though he has escaped death and escaped shipwreck, Nemesis caught up with him. Oh, do you understand what I'm saying? That this man must be a murderer. Blood is speaking against this man and shook it. Was Apostle Paul a murderer? Was he a murderer? Yes or yes? Was he a murderer? He was a murderer, right? So the serpent, that kind of attack only comes to murderers. But Apostle Paul shook it out of the fire because you are talking to my hood side, not my new creation. Oh, I wish you understood what I'm saying. Yes, yes, yes. Even though it seems as if you are saying the truth, but that was an old record. Yes. You cannot punish me by an old record. So he shook it into the fire. You are going to cancel any hood. You see, if Apostle Paul said, hey, oh my God, it's true, I was a murderer, the enemy would have had power. But he had revelation of who he is now. That if he touched my father, he can't touch me. If he touched my brothers, he can't touch me. If he touched my mother, he cannot touch me. If it has happened to them and nobody dealt with it, I am dealing with it and it ends with me. I'm shaking it into the fire. I'm shaking cancer into the fire. I'm shaking premature death into the fire. I'm shaking wrong report into the fire. I'm shaking broken homes into the fire. I'm shaking them out. See, I'm shaking it out. It must end with me. That old record was not me anymore. I cancel that old record in the name of the living God. Anyone here with any blood, sugar, whatever, I speak healing to your body. Yeah. Every doctor's report, I cancel in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Somebody taking insulin, I see that in the spirit. The God of heaven is healing your body, breaking that yoke in the name of the living God. Every bone disease, every blood disease, every pain, every hold, you are healed in the name of Jesus.
I command that spirit, get out in the name of Jesus. Let them let you go in the name of every heart condition be healed. Every back condition be healed. Every knee condition be healed. Every thigh condition be healed. Arthritis be healed in the name of Jesus.
By the power of the Holy Ghost. Lift your hands. I feel God's power is here. No, we have a few minutes to let you go, but I just quickly want to pray over some of you hearing the sound of my voice. Father, Lord, break chains. Break chains. Break chains. Break these chains. Break these chains. Break these chains. Break these chains. Break this chains. Jesus. Jesus. Can I have some string being played? Some just play me some string. My God. Every weight in your body, every weight that is not of God, be lifted from your body. Jesus. No, just the string, just the keyboard is okay. Just the piano, just play string. Thank you. Shabranda veta borodo shedia dada. Jesus. Spirit of God, have your way in this house. 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 I cancel every signature of darkness. I cancel every signature of darkness. I cancel every signature of darkness. I cancel every claim of darkness. I break that yoke in the name of Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is here. I'm telling you. Come on, just pray in the spirit right now. Just pray in the spirit. Healing is taking place right now. Deliverance is here right now. Deliverance is here. Deliverance is here. Just pray in the spirit. Maratoske Bradabadosha. Just pray in the spirit. I just want to speak the name of Jesus. Just play that string. Lord, I speak the... Oh, my God. Is there anyone called Loretta here? Is anyone called Loretta? Is anyone called Loretta? The Lord wants to release some miracles. Marosheka da brada bosha. Bariski brada bosha. Does she have a husband? Can I pray? Si brada bada brada bosha. Your name is power. Your name is E. Your name is love. Break every strong, shine through the shine. Shabradababa. Oh, is it your wife? Your wife? Huh? Your wife is Loretta. Can we pray for her? Can we pray for her help? Huh? The release of God's mercy? Huh? The Lord wants to touch you. As I touch you, I touch you. Right now, as I'm talking to you, I'm seeing her lying down. You know, and the Lord is healing, is bringing healing. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is. Sir, who is Nicole? Nicole. Your daughter is Nicole. Huh?
Yes.
We're praying for her too. Libra double shandabala. I just want to speak the name of Jesus. Shabrada baba baba do shebada bada do shada brada bada bo shada. Shibranda masada bodo. Look at me. The Lord said to me as he's healing your wife, he's touching you also. Grace is coming upon you. Where's Nicole? Where's she? Your house. I wanna pray. She's not living with you.
No, she's not your age.
She's living in her own house. Can I pray for marriage?
Pardon me?
Can I pray for marriage?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yes.
Pray for marriage. It's a miracle. Huh?
Yes.
God wants to do something. Thank you, Father. Stretch your hand to this place. Tomorrow morning, we are going to have a long prayers and speaking to many of you. But Lord, oh God, we speak your healing power in the name of Jesus Christ. Look at what God is showing me. As I'm praying, look at me. As I'm praying, God is also touching her legs. Right? God is touching Loretta's legs. Touching her legs. All right? And pain is leaving. The hand of God is releasing miracle. Thank you, Father, Lord. Maratesha bada, look at the anointing. Look at rabala bosande gede borodosha. Likra balika suprande bede borodoshiba. Come on, pray in the spirit. Likare balide sender hishaba. Speak and release, speak and release, speak and release, speak and release. Masaprande gede borodosha. My God, somebody help me here. Maratoshi gele brada masha. I come maratoshi pare de bosha. Power of God, let prayers begin to be answered in your family. Prayers be answered in your life in the name of Jesus. Let there be a miracle. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Is it possible to bring her tomorrow? Loretta, yes, God is working on her. When you get home, just touch her and it's done. In the name of Jesus. Come on, lift your hand, pray in the spirit. Sir, do you know anybody called Sunday? Who is Sunday? Oh my God. So is your brother. So your husband's name is, oh my God. Come on, let's pray in the spirit. Li korapa pa shata da brada bosha. Li karapa la tako shakara patish. E karapa le bete vede brada. What God is ready to do is an unusual thing. Lika Pradesha. Meliske Tigala Patoske Prada. Reketeka Suprada Gadasha. Likoto Beratiska Pradivaratosha. Melize Pradeka Zupradegadosha. Le Karabale Katasata. Eli Pradega Zipranda Balusha. E Karabale Tuske Pradegadosha. Ele Paratoske Prana. Lord, begin to break the limitation. 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 What the enemy's agendas are, begin to break the limitation. Bekura Baleko Supa is Shapra de Gazata. Begin to break the limitation. What the enemies meant for bad, the hell, brother. That spirit of struggling in the family, Kapranda Kasikara, that altar that has been fighting the man, Lupate Kasopra, break loose right now. Break, oh my God, Le Karabala. Epetoko sekete para ikoropeletosha elipareteke seketa. My God and my Father, le prateka siprada ikopeteka sapare juprete sepelia ruparatuskepa. In the name of Jesus, lift your hand. You also come up. you also come, because God is touching your family. You are in Canada, but they are trapped back home. The devil is a liar. My God, that spirit that is holding them back. You know, the Lord is taking me to Ondo State. Maresco Prada Barotosha. He said, break that hold that is holding them, because it's as if the men are limited. Baratuske te kataya, jukopele kasabraha. I am going to Ikaru. I don't know what that means, but I'm breaking every yoke holding them. Yes, Ikare. Is that Ikare? The Lord is taking me there. I break that covenant in the name of Jesus Christ. Begin to break the covenant. Whatever make men gather and don't see what they are. Ikaro patesha, masi patesha pa, ikaretes kaperia. Break that yoke right now, my God. That yoke be broken, that covenant be broken, that curse be broken, that yoke be broken in the name of a living. Bateke suprada. Ikare palesekada, jiprotoko supretekeza, ikobala. Oh my God.
Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Born like a fire. Your name is power.
Your name is healing.
Oh,
your name is power. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, born like a fire.
Lift your hand. The Lord showed me an ancient house in Ikaro, I don't know. And he said to me, this thing that is holding people down, men we gather don't see it. It's as if one step forward, three step backward. This spirit of bad luck and disfavor. People start and can't finish. He said, break that curse. Today, I stand under God's influence and I declare that yoke break now. What is... Rogu, right? Is that Rogu? Because the Lord is saying to break that Ogun spirit, that Ogun demon. And so I'm trying to see, because what God wants to give you is, give this family, is 20 years of destiny delayed. Walk out, and not see what you're working for. That you break in the name of Jesus. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is love. Shabababababadusha.
Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows, born like a fire.
Can your family fast tomorrow? Everybody. It's a big family. I'm seeing too many things, but you see, just wait on the Lord. But I'm seeing the angel of the Lord destroying things. But I'm seeing an elder in a grave. But this grave is holding too many keys. So I don't know what happened with burial ceremony recently, but the Lord said to me, this is a resistance. We're going to deal with that. To break these keys must be released. Amen. The men are, oh my God, the family, oh my God. Great potential, but no visibility. They are not where they should be. That curse is broken. Yeah. You review to read him. Break in the name of Jesus. 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 I ask the angels of the Lord to go back in the past. Look at your dreams, always back where you left. Let that kiss be released. Children, be released. In the name of Jesus. I declare it done.
Amen.
Release. Release.
Amen.
Release.
Amen.
Release. Release.
Amen.
Release.
Amen.
I'll pick it up tomorrow. Let me close. I'll pick it up tomorrow. There are more things God is showing me. But there's a covenant release here. This is the prayer tonight. Lord, break this covenant. Use that to pray tonight. Break this covenant. We'll pick it up tomorrow. Let God break every covenant. Whatever the enemy's agenda is, it's canceled. Let's speak it. Clap your hands for the Lord. I'll continue to lift your hands. Let me close. Lift your hands. Father, Lord, I speak your release. Open your mouth and begin to pray for miracles right now. We'll pick it up tomorrow. Open your mouth and pray for miracles. Come on. Your name is power. Come on, pray for miracles. Come on. Come on, pray for miracles. I'm picking up tomorrow. Pray for miracles. Come on. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every fear and anxiety. Because I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus.
Just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark condition starts to break. Declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is love.
Put your hands wherever you are sick as we're singing this song. Pain is leaving your body.
Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadow.
I release your healing power of God upon this family. In the name of Jesus. Bind every holes of the enemy. I break every chain, every curse, every projections, every influence of darkness. Let there be a release right now. Thank you, Father. Now give him praise if you receive what God is. Come on. Thank you.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
You may be seated. Some of you may not know what just happened here. He comes from Nigeria. He doesn't live here. But to be able to mention very specifically the name of his wife and mention the name of their only child, their only child, their only daughter. I mean, if you know, that must be God. Now, to mention, Loretta is not here in the service, her husband is here. Sunday, Pastor Sunday is not here, the wife is here. And then to mention their last name, and he mentioned Ondo, is that the state you guys come from? And the hometown. Listen, you don't want to miss these meetings. I've not had special meetings where I had a live person in here. Most of it has been virtual. And even virtually, he's been mentioning people's hometown and their village in Sierra Leone. Mentioning, actually, I see somebody on there. You mentioned the day that they articled or whatever for their law firm or whatever. Right on. We don't allow people that don't have God operating in their lives to come here, because we operate with God. Amen. Now, the kind of personal words that he has for people, that is not what God has given to me. God talks to me about nations. He'll tell me things about all kinds of other stuff. The gifts are different. But I stand in awe of the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Now that leads me to this. Tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., ministry continues, and you know God is going to even do more. Amen? So you want to be here at 10 a.m. I'm tempted to move this whole service down another 30 minutes and start the services at 6 o'clock. Because I want you to be able to get it. So, you know what? By executive order, service starts at 6 o'clock Saturday night and Sunday night. Forget the 6:30. You come at 6:30, it would have started. But 6 o'clock, praise and worship starts. Amen? Hallelujah. We want to give time for God to do what he needs to do. Amen? Now, on Sunday, it's going to be an anointing service. Now, don't say, I'm not going to be here. I'll wait till Sunday. That you'll be shortchanging yourself. The reason I'm telling you Sunday is because I want you to do something. I want you to bring something with you. That's going to be a point of contact. I want you to bring a small bottle of oil. Amen? Olive oil. Bring it with you. We are going to anoint you with your own bottle of oil. We're going to touch it. So that every time you are praying, we are standing in agreement with you in prayer for the answers that God has for you. Amen? So that's for Sunday. Now, I didn't announce this earlier, but when you are called up to be prayed with, I want you to do something for your sake, for your own good. I want you to bring your cell phone with you, and when you come up, put it on record so that whatever word is being spoken over you, you have your personal recording of it. The Bible says that we fight with the prophetic word. What has been said. Remember what I said at the beginning? It is written, and the devil kept on until he said, it is said, and he vamoosed. What did you hear him talking about? About saying. Amen? We're in the same flow. Hallelujah. So we want you to be able to say, it is said. Not just written, said. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm hearing something about somebody. I'll hold on to it because that's his department. No, let me call this person. They're in the flow. Come, sister. Yeah, you. Via, come. Things are about to change dramatically for you. Is that your daughter? Okay, come and stand with her. This expansion, this increase. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
The Lord is speaking that I am bringing back a covering.
Amen.
Whatever has happened to your relationships and the pain and the rejection, the Lord is restoring again.
Amen.
He says, I'm bringing healing back to you.
Amen.
And also, I'm bringing back things you've lost.
Amen.
Things you've put in your energy, put in your ability, and look as if you are going through a cycle, and you are telling yourself, I've invested. Even in the relationship, I've invested. God, what is going on? What is happening to me? My God, the Lord is saying that I'm restoring you again, Maruta. He says the same rejection your mother suffered, and it looks as if it's repeating itself. But the yoke is being destroyed right now. That this is, it's not going to be transferred to your daughter because it's ending with you, see the Spirit of God. And I'm restoring you back, see the Lord. I'm seeing like a house, and it looks as if the roof is being removed in the realm of the spirit. And I said, God, what is happening? He says, I see there's a problem with the house. But the Lord says, I'm causing a restoration right now. That battle, that problem is canceled, see the Spirit of God. And also he said, I'm putting again upon you the mark of favor. I'm removing the mark of rejection because it's as if you've been suffering certain kind of injustice or something. But the Lord said to me, I'm restoring again a favor to you, see the Spirit of God. What was your concern died when you came into this hall. It's no longer a concern when you are walking back. By the hand of God, by the Spirit of God, in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord said again, I'm breaking the spirit of lack in your family. The spirit of lack in your family, and I'm destroying that. Oh my God, in the name of Jesus Christ, my God, look at the anointing of God. My God, likere badosha. I'm seeing God also giving you something new.
Amen.
You are trying to walk from the old, and God says, I'm giving you something new.
Amen.
By the Spirit of God. Lisa Brandama Zaprada Badosha. No more rejection.
Amen.
receive grace right now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And I see him say to me, speak to her. Marital destiny settled.
Amen.
Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Did all of that make sense to you? It is well.
In Jesus.
Praise God. Well, you're welcome. Okay. Now, the final thing we're going to do, and then I'm going to ask Mama to come and close in prayer. Final thing we're going to do is we're going to honor God by bringing to him something that is dear to us, an offering. We're going to release to God a seed. The word of God says he will make our seed great in the earth. If you need an offering envelope, just raise your hand and the ushers will locate you. When we give in faith. We do not give from lack. We give from the place of expectation of the increase of God. The word of God says, I will increase your greatness. You can give with your physical envelope, or you can use the information on the donation at gloryandpeace.com. Use that as a point of contact. Now, tomorrow morning, when you come at 10 a.m., the doors will be open before that. I want you to come before the service starts and ready your heart to receive. I tell you a secret. The word of God says God gives us the desires of our hearts. Not only does God meet the desires of your heart, he gives you the desire that you need to desire. Tonight when you go home, ask God to plant within you his desires, which is his plans and purposes for your life. This weekend, anything that will sabotage it will be uprooted. We must succeed together and be a testimony. Amen? Hallelujah. Come. Those of you who want to come up, there are points where you can give here. Or we can bring baskets to you where you are, and you just drop your offering inside the container if you want to come up. We can do it both ways. Hallelujah. For those of you that have come for the first time, man of God, you were mentioning about fathers, parents not burying their children. There is a family here that lost their child in a very horrible way. I see them in the back over there, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, that's not them. But I saw them, the family way in the back there. That's not the man and the wife, but your right hand. That yoke must be destroyed. It cannot continue. Amen? Hallelujah. If you're here for the first time, we thank God for you. We are here for you. even well after these special meetings. This is Glory and Peace, God's anointed place with God's anointed people. And God will reach you here. This is a community of the family of God. And we say to you that we are glad that you came, and we are glad that you will continue to come so you can drink from this river. And remember, tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, not 6:30, 6 o'clock. We want the man of God to have all the time he needs. Amen? Well, praise God. Rise with me. Mama, please come and close in prayer.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Can we give a clap offering unto the Lord? Hallelujah. I want you to say after me, say, Lord God Almighty, locate me. Ask him to locate you starting tonight. So don't wait till tomorrow morning or tomorrow evening. Let your name be one of those that's going to be sought after tomorrow in the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, locate me. Lord, locate my family. Lord, locate my family. Lord, locate me. Touch my life. Transform my life. Change my life. Change my destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus, let every chain of darkness be broken. Be broken. Be broken. You must learn to use your voice. Ask God to anoint your voice, and so you can speak boldly as a child of God. Bible says, there's not a lion in you. You have the voice of a lion. Don't use it only when you shout at home. Use it when you are in the presence of the Lord. Let everything hear your voice, and may they obey you. Say, Lord, anoint my voice. Anoint my voice so that when I speak, whatever I speak to, every mountain obeys me. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We praise you. Now I'm going to pray. Father, I thank you, God, for the mighty works you've done tonight. Thank you for the man of God, for the word of God he taught us. Your word have taught us to speak. We are speaking spirit. You created us in your image and your likeness. And anything you did, you spoke into existence. From this moment on, may we learn to speak. Speak what you say, and not our own opinion, but your opinion. In the mighty name of Jesus. And whatever we say, we obey us. Jesus, you spoke it. You said, if you say it, it shall obey you. So we thank you that everything we speak to in our bloodline, in our family, in our household, in our businesses, in our ministry, in our land, in our geographical location, spiritual and physically, they obey us in the name of Jesus. We thank you that we have shifted into a new realm. We stay in this island of innocence. And in this place, we see victory, success, success. Somebody say success, 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 victory. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for answers. And we will speak only answers and not the problem. In Jesus' mighty name, thank you for a peaceful, wonderful rest tonight. We'll have angelic assistance, visitation of the Holy Ghost, and whatever you speak to us, we will remember it. Lord, we thank you for total healing, deliverance, and wholeness that have been restored to us. We take our portion home, and we do not let them go to waste. I take my package home in Jesus' mighty name. Somebody say, I take my full package home in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Shalom. Have a blessed night.
We greet you in the name that's above every other name. May God's grace abound towards you. And we look forward to